You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.
Is this live?
Oh, yeah, we're doing it, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Extra special Twitter edition Cocktail Corner.
Shit.
Yeah, let me just put that ice away.
Welcome, Twitter. INF and Spike, how's it?
What's good, ladies and gentlemen? Hope you're having a beautiful Thursday afternoon.
Look at the weather out there.
It is nice.
It's very...
if you can get past the wall outside the window.
It's very great.
It's good to see you guys back.
Man, good to be back.
Right on.
You guys have just put out a brand new EP, 3 songs.
Yeah, man. Good Things Come in Threes, out now on all platforms. Go get it.
Is it a...
What was the reasoning behind the little EP? Is it just have something out in front of the summer run of shows?
Yeah, just we had a lot. We planned on releasing an album this year, but because of COVID and a bunch of other barriers, so we thought we'll hold off till 2021. But then we're like, man, we got a lot of stuff in the vault. Let's release something, and then 3 is like our lucky number, so it was only right we put out 3 singles.
So this wasn't recorded over lockdown. You actually had this kind of in the bag, in a sense. Or?
Yeah, like
one was
right. I think.
Yeah, one was.
You problem.
Yeah.
No, that was a vibe. I think over the year, Wonders we did first. Over summer, I think at the start of the year, like maybe March, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just locked in a room smaller than this, and there was like 5 of us in a room, and we had 2 fans that were just circulating the same heat over and over. It's just like And then now we have Mikey Dam. He's a good songwriter. He was in there vibing, and then we came up with that Wonders, and then we had like You Problem was probably the last song we did, and G-Ride was hella cool because it's like, I don't know if anyone knows this, but there's a member of Suda on there that doesn't really rap at all.
For real?
He's got a verse on there.
Oh shit.
He's got a verse.
Yeah.
But
he's not in the credits or anything.
He's got name suppression, so
yeah, he's got, yeah,
we're not allowed to disclose who that is. We just have to guess.
Did you guys write the verse or?
No, that's the crazy thing. Okay. He wrote his own verse.
Okay, okay.
It's a fire verse.
Whereabouts did you record it all?
Have you guys got a studio?
We no longer have like a space per se, but we still got all our equipment and stuff, and so we kind of just float around like nomads.
Mm.
You know, where
nomads with
people.
No pants.
Did you guys have to like internet over COVID, or do you live together? What's the Twitter situation?
We it was straight.
Bro, we live together, bro. Damn,
that's
wild. That's already wild.
Too much.
We just communicated through the internet. You know, we broke COVID, the lockdown laws a couple times. Nah, I'm playing. But
that was
tough. Or am I playing? Nah. But
don't call.
Yeah. Nah. We just communicated just over internet, but that was one of the biggest barriers, to be honest. COVID.
Sure.
It's been a strange old time. A strange old time.
Now, should we kind of tie this into Cocktail Corner somehow? We've got,
we've got
a million leftover ingredients, and I think we've just narrowed it down to the Blue Curacao, which came out here the other week, which is like an orange liqueur.
Yes.
Even though it's blue, we've got some vodka, which we're going to use as the base spirit here, and maybe just some soda water.
Blue Curacao is one of the most tropical drinks available.
That's hilarious because INF actually, that's one of his favorite words, cock. Tell you.
It's a pronoun word, compound word, pronoun word, compound word. I'm already drunk.
So I'm going to go 15 mil.
It's like
Curacao.
Strong blue Powerade color.
Like, oh, gee. I've got 4 drinks to make, so excuse me. This is just going to be a standard
mixed in the glass, built in the glass drink.
Talk us through it, John. Thanks.
Yeah.
15 mil. 15 mil blue
make
Curacao.
Us drink this.
Yeah.
Spill that shit on my fucking pants, man. Ice on ice. Looks good.
Smells good.
Like, smells good. Smells
like orange. Yeah. Strangely enough, being blue.
That is a weird drink.
Gonna go.
It's bittery though.
15 mils of vodka into each one,
just to like give it some legs.
Have you got a name for this, John? Is this gonna be the John?
It's kind of like a vodka and orange.
Do you want the listenership to name this though? No, but the occasion.
You got to coin it.
Listeners, text into 5395. Name John's cocktail.
Cheers. built in the glass.
John's got a bed.
Gonna top it off.
What's your thoughts?
Top it off.
I'm about to die. Look at that.
You did. A little spillage. That's that. Natural. It's natural. You weren't here when John made his banana cocktail. It was a perky nana in there.
Oh, perky nana. Damn, that sounds like INF specialty.
It was good on paper.
Especially
but
extra Spike perky. Makes it, if Spike makes that perky nana. Damn.
All right.
Topping
this.
Just be like, damn, that nana's perky.
This
Do we
is
have to
spritzy.
Sign a contract or anything for this? Or?
You are we safe? How much? You know how you got the.
Have you scribed Switter into the desk yet? that'll do.
You know how you got the vodka and the. Was that soda water?
Yeah.
How much MDMA is in here?
About.
To taste.
Oh, yeah.
The umbrella's laced.
All right, cheers,
dude. Cheers.
Cheers it up.
No promises, Dad. Yeah.
Let's see how this goes, eh?
Alright.
Oh, shit.
Pinkies up.
It's not bad.
It's mellow. It's more mellow than I thought it was going to be.
Oh.
It's quite a chill little sip.
It looks
man,
like...
Man, it just tastes like water, eh? Is there any alcohol in mine? Because, man, honestly.
What
is this water?
Is that soda water? If you did that with
is this
Sprite...
Is colored water?
It's actually more of a lean situation if you think about it. Just kind of Sprite.
I feel like
and...
you guys just put blue dye in this cup of water, like, honestly.
It's tie-dye.
Blue Curacao is kind of a mellow. What is the percentage on Blue Curacao?
5 minutes later.
5 minutes later. Reversing.
It's
reversing
only 20%. It's only 20%.
You could have probably ramped it up with something.
We can add. We do have a lot of things here. It's nice though. Keep it simple, fresh. A little bit tennis.
Getting citrus on the front of my tongue. Get notes of peat. Wood left. Smoke.
What the fuck?
just kidding.
No, you know, honestly, this kind of drink, when I look at it, I'm like, man, this is the kind of drink that you'll share with a loved one, with your shorty, you know, cruising in the top down, right? The top down.
Yeah.
The caddy.
All the things that
cruising,
you've never done and
all
ever
the things
will
I've
do.
Never done. You're cruising in the ride, right? Sunset behind you, wind blowing through her hair, just cruising.
Mm.
And then she's like, man, I want to hear some music. And you're like,
sorry,
funny
baby.
You say that. Funny you say that.
Funny you say that, because I got no radio.
I've got no...
let me beatbox
for you. This is a hot car. So actually, the stereo is gone. Mm. Nah, and then you go to her, don't worry about it. Got the perfect song for you. And then you play Sweat It, G-Ride. Mm.
Right, good
Damn.
Drink. Good drink, then.
Should we play that Sweat It, G-Ride?
And then you wake up and your pants are wet and you're like, damn. Was that G-Ride or G-Spot? Right here.
Fucking radio as hell.
So this one's brand new, obviously. Being the live set over the New Year's 100%,
period. 100%.
Northern Bass?
This lane that we've got going on here. It's windy in here.
Are you New Year's Eve at Northern Bass?
Yep.
Wicked.
If you're reading this, fix your posture. I can feel you, everyone, the banana backs out there, looking like the letter C. I see you. Oh.
I want to play G-Ride. We're going to do that right now.
Okay, so.
Let's go. Done.
I wanna buzz up, how much it cost us? They can across us, what's a nip? This is a marathon, I'm in for the long run. All praise to the almighty godson. Born sinner, yeah, the coup was on one. Till the cops come, yeah, I'm a flop, son.
say that you got one, that's a lot I like. I play that shit and I hear lullabies. ZZ's put me to sleep. Can't be the goat if you hanging with sheep. Is that your queen? That's what she said to me.
That was G-Ride. I sweat it. We're still in the room with the lads.
Just had
a,
hello, hello.
Just had a beautiful cocktail named John's Blue Cock. Thanks to the text machine.
It's B-L-U-E, not B-L-E-W.
Oh, no, John's Glass Cock. Sorry.
Oh,
damn it.
So, sweat it's heading down to New Plymouth?
Yes.
Have you been down there before?
Nah, I've never been.
I can't say I've ever been down there, eh?
Never been, man. That's not
New
like,
Plymouth.
It's just what, not on the list there? Of things like, oh my god, you know what?
WOMAD
I need
is my
to go to
thing.
New Plymouth.
What?
WOMAD is my number one thing down there.
True.
It's not like a permanent fixture, but it's.
Yep.
The TSB Bowl is a nice place. Which is where
never,
it's
never
nah,
been.
I've never been.
Oh,
there.
If you ever get a chance to go to a WOMAD, check it out. It's good times.
It's like a festival?
Yeah.
Oh, true. Shut
is up. It like a hella bands?
World of Music, Art, Dance. That's what it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
makes
like
sense.
Weird stuff like an Egyptian group playing oil cans they found in the desert and stuff like that.
Oh, true. Literally, we but saw so that. It focuses on dance.
Bit of everything.
Man, that's perfect, bro. We can finally go and show them our crumpy moves.
Yeah, you can show off your belly button piercing, bro.
You do a cooking class. They do cooking classes. Like the artists do cooking classes for everyone and stuff.
True.
Full on.
I feel like that whole festival would just be everyone on acid.
Can be as well.
Lucky.
No, New Plymouth, actually, they apparently party pretty hard as well. I was saying
true.
Before, so get right. ready for that.
Honestly, I don't know anyone from there, eh?
Neither. I don't know anyone from there. Shout out to New Plymouth.
Shout out to you guys.
We'll be
man,
deep
we'll
inside
see you guys
you
there,
soon.
Ray. I can't wait.
We'll be five deep.
Any other sort of plans for Switter apart from just around the New Year's period? Any other shows coming up? Anything like that on the cards?
We definitely got a tour in the works for next year for the album. That's what I'm looking forward to, getting back on the road and performing shows again.
Yeah. That feels like where you guys kind of belong.
Yeah, no, nah, we love it, eh? That's our element. We love performing. We like just like the crowd going crazy or the energy.
It's the energy, yeah.
And
I miss that.
It's awesome for artists too. I don't know, for us especially, it's like seeing how our music, you know, does on a live you know, spacey and
like
how people react to it and stuff like that. And I guess for us, that's the most exciting thing. Cause like, you know, we're in the studio making this music and we felt a certain type of way by it.
Yeah.
So it's like awesome when the feeling that we had when we first made it, we see people have that same feeling,
especially
seeing it live. So, yeah.
A couple of years ago, you opened for Wu-Tang. What was that like?
Oh, fuck.
shit, pussy. Damn.
Let the record show. They just kind of stared, just turned to each other.
That was. I'll talk like about the. Just the overall, but this guy can maybe speak on the specific. No, you have to, G, you have to. But yeah, now it was solid. I was like seeing like, you know, dudes you idolize, bro. Like you grew up listening to, and just seeing them in the flesh, and just buzzing out like, damn, you know, that's RZA, that's Ghostface, and all that. But that was dope. It was cool. But this guy here, this guy had a little you know, a little incident with our Method Man.
Oh fuck.
Nah, I'll see. So we're about to leave the show, right? We're at the back. We got our van that came to come pick us up. We're chilling at the van waiting for the driver. So the driver pulls up, then Method Man, Raekwon, and their security guard pulls up, right? And he's like, get the fuck out of the van. Method Man. And we're like, what? Because we're kind of caught off guard, like, you know, like, that's Method Man. And then all of a sudden it's like he's talking like that, and he's like, bro, get the fuck out of the thing. And this guy was standing in front of the door, and then he shoved this dude. Then this dude kind of squared up a little bit, and then he was like trying to like, bro, I'm sick, bro, I'm just trying to get out of here, bro, I'm sick, I'm sick. They hopped in the van, and we were kind of just like, fuck, you know, looking at someone we kind of idolized. And then that was that experience. It was pretty funny though.
Nearly kicked off.
It was annoying because we had a show with them the next day.
Yeah, we had the show,
the Auckland show, and then we, on the way out, I walked through their like dressing area in the back of the Auckland show, and then security was like, hey, get out, you can't be back here. And I just went straight up to him and I just said, don't fucking disrespect me and my country. And then he was just like, what the fuck?
How do you get no comeback to that, really?
So, but hey.
Hey, we love Wu-Tang. We're peaceful guys.
Peaceful, yeah. Love, you just have to be professional in that.
People are just people when it comes down to it, eh?
That's, yeah, like, straight up. Yeah. But I was just kind of like, yeah, it was honest. It was the last thing I expected to happen, you know? So it was pretty crazy.
Quite surreal.
He's not even like, that tall, man. He's not even that tall.
No, I was just, well, like, we're just chilling, like, washed from the show. Then that man pulled up with that energy, and it was kind of like,
yeah.
It was like looking like, shit, this is real life.
You know, like, he's like, oh, shit.
This dude, like, still, like, fanning out, like, fuck, this is Raekwon, and, like, you know, Myth. But then he's like tripping on us. It's like, bruh.
Yeah.
Nah, that was crack up.
That was a
shout out to Method Man.
Good story.
Yeah. Good.
Nah, that's definitely one to tell the grandkids. But you know, you gotta spice it up a little bit. Yeah. Like, nah, man, there was a beer. INF had him in a headlock. Nah.
Hey, we should probably shuffle out of the way for the news and go out on one more Swidit track. Seems fair.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, lads.
No worries, man.
Can't wait to see you guys out doing what you do best very soon.
Yeah.
That's us.
What can you tell us about Wonders?
Wonders is, it's like, you know, you're born on this earth and then you have no purpose, or you feel like you have no purpose.
Mm.
And then you meet someone who just knows everything about you, every little crevice in your body, every bit of hair, and, you know, you create a bond that's unbreakable.
Unbreakable.
And then it's like a ride or die situation. It's like, you know, Bonnie and Clyde. You two.
You two.
And so when you find that bond, that's what Wonders is about.
Ain't no blue tick next to my name, bro. I can still take your dame. I don't want attention, clout, or fame. You acting strange if that's your aim. My girl tatted up like she Millie. I eat that kitty, bop like Diddy. Hotel looking down over the city. In the morning, breakfast at Billy. I don't fuck with imposters, penny. Fahrenheit might just take your gang. Fahrenheit might just leave her weak. I might just hit that, spit that shit. Earning stripes on the road like crossings. I'm so ripping, dip, I'm saucing. Make that head ball creak like Dawson. Keep my name at your mouth, no flossing.
Girl like that's not a rider. That's a queen of shimmy cusser. Top notch, peep that shot clock. It's like a hotspot, share that daughter. ASAP, link up, garage, drink ups, invite too much drama. Whole gang look like the Nike sponsored bosses living larger. Ain't no trifling in a two-piece like two-piece Tyson. I see that coochie smiling, slid in the DMs like him bison. I don't got time to play, you could choose night or day. I could just dip that 9 to 5 and dip you anytime and place.
Baby, tell me what you see, cause I can see you really doing something. Is it more than what you need? Cause I'm gonna stop going solo to the strip club, baby girl. I'ma do better. I don't wanna ever upset her. So next time we gon' pull up together. Bonnie and Clyde, what you make it rain? That's a change of weather. Sipping on brown, truthing that loud. Feeling it now, somebody might have to come get her. Never let shit go. What am I here for? Tryna see a dancing songs like Cisco. Bad profile mixed with a bachelor's. Is she from the area? That's my lingo. Straight shut down, treated like Motown. Dance floor burns when she vibing the disco. La Mada, Big Mama. Come holla. Don't call me Shaq when I shoot my shot. I cannot miss. Big boy got big drip. They my kids, them boys love IG. Why you know I chase that money? Big difference. That's how you know that I'm gonna hold you down. Only way to live in the SYD. Same with my G's in Auckland town.
Baby, tell me what you see. Cause I can see you really doing something. Is it more than what you need? Cause I'ma need you just to move it for me. Tell me your mind. Please don't say something I do. Tell me your mind. Please don't say something I do.
Was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.